This is Katie and Kay, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. It is about 4 o'clock on a Thursday, which means it's time again for Everything Under the Sun. I'm your host, Raleigh Burley. And joining me, we have the newest president of Sopris 100 Who Care, Rachel Minky. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Raleigh. Thanks for having us.
We also have Jeannie Perry here in the studio.
Hi.
Jeannie, what's your official title with the Sopris 100 Who Care?
I'm like the gopher that runs around and gets all the last minute stuff.
That's a great title.
It's kind of funny. When I read the article and it said Rachel Minky, new president, and I just kind of did like, wait, we don't really have titles. Okay, now I'm the president. Okay. Huh. I'm the person who talks at the event and kind of I'm taking over for Bonnie Creddy, who's, kind of the organizer in regards to keeping everybody together. But really what makes it work is that all the behind the scenes stuff.
Mm-hmm. So let's rewind and tell people, what is Sopris 100 Who Cares in the first place?
Yeah, so it is this really simple idea. Essentially, we're not technically a registered nonprofit. Mm-hmm. We're a group of women that get together with our friends and drink wine and donate money to an actual nonprofit that's here locally in the Valley. It was started by a group of women, Bonnie Creddy, Kathy Ferrer, Cindy Nett, and I'm missing one.
Jamie.
Jamie Mabon and
Jennifer Carney.
Oh yeah, Jen Carney. Sorry, I actually, when Jen Carney moved, that's when I came on board. And Marilyn Murphy was also a board member at one point.
Cool.
But the idea is pretty simple. You donate $100. We try to round it out to 100 women, as close as possible. Sometimes it's been a little bit more, sometimes a little bit less, but it's an event. We come together, everybody pitches in $100. You can nominate a nonprofit. The only requirements are it cannot be a political or religious organization. Mm-hmm. You don't have to nominate a nonprofit, but if you do, we stick all the nominations in a hat, draw out 3 names, and if whoever nominated them gives a pitch and tells us why they nominated the nonprofit, what the organization does and what they're about, and then collectively everybody gets a vote of the 3 who they like the most, and that nonprofit takes home all of the money.
Wow.
So $100 can, it roughly comes out to about $10,000, or it has if it's, 100 people there.
Mm-hmm. It's a big pot of gold.
Yeah. What a really effective way of raising a lot of money for an organization.
And Bonnie, she didn't reinvent the wheel. This was something that an idea she borrowed or learned from Montrose 100 Women Who Care. Mm-hmm. And they probably got it from someone else. There's lots of 100 Who Care networks. Pretty wow. Smart women don't reinvent the wheel. They just borrow from each other. Yeah. And it's a good way to make a big difference with a small, everybody pitching in together. Most people don't have $10,000 to donate. But when your $100 can collectively be a part of that, it feels really good.
And the Sopris Sun was among the organizations to benefit from this since it began in 2018. And I forget the exact year. It might have been 2018 or 2019.
I can't remember, but it was...
It was pre-pandemic,
yeah,
and it really helped out. I was on the board at that time, and we were in a financial pinch, and it was a really important influx of finances that helped us bridge that gap and continue to thrive. And Jeannie, you were mentioning that La Clinica, I think, was the recipient last year, La Clinica del Pueblo, and that now they have an open house actually today for their new space at the Third Street Center.
Yes, and I would like to pass the baton to Rachel.
La Clinica del Pueblo is a clinic that is free. The mission essentially came about for the need to provide free medical care to our Latino community and immigrant community. And it was an idea partnered with Dr. Feinsinger, who already operates his own free clinic out of the Third Street Center, and partnered with them in providing nutritional advice. And Jenny Lang Burns, who's a nurse practitioner, came on board to provide medical care. And it's actually, she's, as we speak, at their open house. And the money that they received last year went directly to funding part of that build out. It's located within the Third Street Center.
Yeah, for anyone interested, I toured the space a few weeks ago to take photos for our Spanish paper, Sol del Valle, and was so impressed because I'd been in there before it got renovated, and somehow they fit a lab and a little waiting room and kind of an office with computers, as well as like two clinical spaces and a place for like therapy to happen, all in this pretty small space.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's really, I mean, real life example, the power of lots of really smart women coming together to make an impact in our community and directly locally.
And so the next one is coming up June 26th. So
yes, next a week from today, 5:30. We have kind of a running list of women who've come to our events previously. I know that there's a lot of new women in the Valley, and I say women, Riley, you asked me earlier, can men come? And, I think, we've officially decided it's women, but we would also be open to, anybody who identifies as a woman would be fine to come.
You can come, but you have to wear your kilt.
It's kind of like book club, a little different, but...
Right. So femme-identifying / women.
Yeah, exactly.
And go ahead.
Oh, so in the article in Sopra Sun, there's an email address if somebody who is just hearing about this and is interested and available and would like to attend, just send us a message. It's pretty simple. It's Sopris100WhoCare, Sopris100WhoCare@gmail.com, and say, I want to come to your event, add your email, and we'll send you the invite. That's how you RSVP.
And this article was in last week, so you might not find it if you're looking for a physical copy, but it's on our website as well for people to reference. And I'm curious, does it cap at 100? Is it exactly 100 who care, or can it go above?
Yeah, I mean, we've had, it can go up or down. I mean, I think, so we say 100 because that's a nice round number. It's actually, so everybody donates $100, and we are old school. It's cash or a check.
Okay.
Because we aren't, a traditional nonprofit. We're kind of the middleman. We literally collect the money, and then we hand it straight over to whoever, we decide is the winner. We also have the event catered by... Pan and Fork, and Phil has been mostly women allowed. Phil's been involved. He's been the sole guy since the beginning. We do hire him to provide appetizers, and if you've remember Pan and Fork restaurant where you've ever had the pleasure of eating any of the food that he's catered. It's really yummy. That's worth coming for just for that. Mm-hmm. That's an extra $20. We also buy wine. Sopris Liquors is one of our supporters. They essentially, we approached them and said, can you match Costco's price? And they said, sure. And we'll throw in some free ice. So we're, you know, really, it's such a great community that we have, you know, those partners that are just so willing and able to work with us. And that's what keeps it, you know, makes it run so smoothly and so simply.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps it local for sure. The event is located at the RVR Barn. Also, they have been great in, you know, allowing us to rent the space for the probably the cheapest rate they rent it for. And so it's a small amount that we have to pay. Really, truly, though, the biggest bulk of all the money we collect goes to the organization and to Phil.
And some of the other organizations that have benefited include the Freedom Center, Family Resource Center, Pathfinders, Stepping Stones Patrick's Place, Battlement, the Bells Anti-Trafficking Task Force, as well as La Clinica and the Sopra Sun. I'm curious how each of you got involved with this organization. You mentioned that Jen Carney was departing from the board, but how did you get that invite?
Yeah, kind of small town story for sure. Jen Carney was my neighbor. She's grew up with my husband and brother-in-law, so also a friend. And she was on the board with the women starting out, and said Rachel should come to this event. And I went to the event and I nominated the Family Resource Center and got up and talked and told a story, a personal story that I had interacted with them. I didn't work for the Family Resource Center, but worked very closely with them in the school-based health centers in Basalt. And they helped us essentially get medical care for elementary school age student who had recently immigrated and needed a lot of dental care and surgery. And she was not insured and uninsurable. And they helped us figure it out. And she went from being underweight and not thriving to gaining weight, thriving. And that really was a deserving organization. So I nominated them and told that story. Mm-hmm. And then Jen moved shortly thereafter. And Bonnie said, we want Rachel to come and take over. She can tell a story and she's not afraid to talk.
Jeannie, how about you? How did you get involved?
I can remember, you know, going in the beginning. I don't remember how I heard about it, but I showed up and seeing all these women, you know, from Carbondale who I didn't know. It was so much fun to see people, you know, and catch up and see people you've never met. And you're just thinking, this is such a cool spot. And you can, you know, it's so small town living, but you see people that you never see until the next one. It's bizarre. Wow. And Rachel gave me a tank top at the event. Do you remember this?
Yeah, I do.
What it said, prosciutto, prosecco, pro-choice. So I put it on immediately and just wore it all night. It was amazing. And it's a really, it feels so good and it's short. You know, you go in, you have a glass of wine, talk to your friends, meet some people, everybody votes, and then you're home. Okay. The sun isn't even down. Wow. It's amazing. Yeah.
Okay.
We start on time, 5:30, and we're done by 7. That's okay. Kind of also the beauty of it. And a skill I'll have to learn from Bonnie. She's, for those who don't know, a retired teacher. And I never experienced her firsthand in a classroom, but have lots of friends and know lots of people who have. And she commands a room like a teacher in the best of ways.
I should do the clapping trick.
Yeah. Keeps everybody on task.
She does keep us all on task.
For folks who are just tuning in, this is Everything Under the Sun. I'm your host, Raleigh Burley, and joined by Rachel Minky as well as Jeannie Perry. And we were talking before we came in, and I just want to give Jeannie Perry a shout out because her 20th anniversary column in the Soper Sun is coming.
P's and Q's. Actually, it started in the Valley Journal because the Soper Sun isn't quite 20.
It didn't exist yet.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it will be soon.
And so congratulations. That's really
amazing.
You. I think it was Will Grumbois was helping us out the other day and mentioned, I think, well, we were talking about columnists and how columnists come and go. And then it was
not
like
me.
A light bulb. Not Jeannie. Jeannie's still here.
Which is why I recruited her. I said, come and join this group. No, Jeannie's pretty amazing. And she, you know, self-deprecatingly calls herself a gopher. But she really does get stuff done. And her and I make a good team. Mm-hmm. I'm busy with life, but I really think this is an important organization, so I wanted to be a part of it. And just jumped in and said, yeah, let's keep it going. And then called my friend and neighbor, Jeannie, mm-hmm. and said,
we have a list. We have a to-do list. Let's
yes. Yeah. When the organization started out, they were initially meeting 3 times a year, and then when I joined, we were doing twice a year, and then the last one before the pandemic hit was in February of 2020, mm-hmm.
and we all got COVID.
No, nobody got COVID. We decided it was not safe to do another one that later that year, mm-hmm. and last summer got together. Well, actually, it was the beginning of the year of 2024. And just, you know, the ladies were like, are we getting the band back together? You know, like people have been asking. And so collectively came together and said, yeah, this, let's do it. And also just, you know, said like, let's pick once a year so it's not so mm-hmm. overwhelming. Yeah. And then it was a great success last year and we all had fun. And then Bonnie and Kathy and Cindy and Marilyn all said, okay, that's, we want to do one more, and then we're done. Mm-hmm. And kind of left it up to Jamie and I and said, are you guys, up to you? Do you want to keep it going? Or do you, is this going to be our last one? And that's when I was like, you know, this is really a cool thing. And it's really important for the women who are part of it and the organizations who've benefited from the money before. It's, you know, a small thing that makes a big ripple. And so I just said, yeah, sure. And Jamie's also a bus behind the scenes person who is also amazing. She's the one that's, you know, checks the email and manages the list and sends out the invites. And she's, you know, was on board as much as I was. And then we recruited Jeannie, and we have 2 other women that have, you know, been a part in helping plan. And yeah, it's going to happen once a year, and we're going to carry on the torch that was lit by these really awesome women.
Keep it going. It's very Carbondale.
It's true. It is.
Do you foresee any changes, or is it going to stay mostly the same?
I mean, we're going to try to keep it mostly the same as much as possible. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's got some big shoes to fill, for sure. All of the, you know, Bonnie and Kathy and Cindy, Marilyn, they're all very humble and, you know, say it's no big deal what we've done, but it is a really cool thing, and, mm-hmm. and they are pretty amazing to be visionaries, to just say, hey, this looks cool, let's do it in our community. And this will be our 9th event, so approaching on $90,000 roughly, give or take,
donated.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Through those $100 contributions, which is really, you know, it's a lot, but it's not such a big amount when you know it's going to get multiplied by approximately 100.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And make a big impact.
Yeah, and, you know, we live in a very wealthy valley, and there are some organizations that are able to, you know, they have benefactors, mm-hmm. that have millions and billions of dollars. And, you know, that's not something we're trying to compete with. We're keeping it Carbondale, like mm-hmm. you say, Jeannie. It's small, but it's also just like you don't have to have a ton of money
right.
to make an impact.
Do you ever have people go above that?
Yeah, we have. Welcome? Yep. That's mm-hmm. completely welcome, actually. I've had some people kind of pay it forward, you know, support somebody. Maybe someone wanted to come who couldn't, you know, $100 was a stretch for them, and so mm-hmm. sponsored. We also have women who have can donate money if they're not in town and want to be a part of it, and, you know, send us a blank check.
You can trust Rachel.
When it comes time to vote, is it like the applause meter, or how do you do that?
Okay, so the logistics. There's a little packet. This is, you know, Kathy's keeps it very organized, and it's simple and runs so smoothly. So you come in, check off your name, pay your money. You get a name tag. You get a nomination form and a ballot.
Okay.
So write your name down and stick the sticker on your shirt in case, like Jeannie said, there's somebody you don't know, mm-hmm. you know, all friends that we haven't met yet. And you can nominate somebody if you want to. And then there's the fishbowl that you fold it up and put it in. And then everybody has their ballot. And literally you put one, two, or three,
okay.
you know, whichever the organizations correlate with those. And then, we run upstairs and count them mm-hmm. and tally them. And we know within a matter of minutes. The other thing, you know, which we have opened it up to do. So if somebody, an organization wasn't nominated they weren't chosen, but they want to talk about what their organization is. We kind of, you know, have a little open mic, a few minutes for anybody who wants to come up and talk about their nonprofit.
Cool.
So
even if they don't get that this time, people will be aware of them and can donate personally.
Exactly. And, you know, organizations that have been, nominated, but maybe didn't win the money can come back and be nominated again.
Mm-hmm.
Our only rule is you can't be the winner 2 years in a row.
Okay. But you can win more than once.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so somebody mm-hmm. wants to nominate Sopra Sun. It's perfectly fine.
Cool. Well, I couldn't help but notice that Satank is well represented on this organization in this room, actually. I grew up in Satank.
Yep.
And I just wanted to put a vague little word out that if you wander through Satank this Saturday, you might see some rednecky things going down.
It's next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
It's the 28th.
Oh, okay.
The 9th annual Redneck Olympics, and it's open to all Satankers past, present, and future.
Mm-hmm. And we'll just leave it there.
Okay.
But we have a few more minutes left. Do either of you have anything else that you want to add for our audience?
I really like what Rachel said about a small ripple having a huge impact, because like you said, there are people, most of us in this valley are getting by and we're doing all right, and then you see such wealth and you see people who are struggling and they can't make it, and mm-hmm. so it feels so good to just take a little from everyone, throw it in the pot, and then see the result.
Yeah, it is really cool. And I think, you know, the La Clinica is a really perfect example, and I think in the you know, they got lucky, or it was meant to be, I don't know. They came knowing they were trying to raise money to build or to remodel the space to expand, and they were nominated and chosen. And, you know, to see, well, I haven't seen it yet, but you have, to like see what that looks like in real time is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine you do have people sometimes nominate their own organization if they show up and can speak to it, make the pitch.
Yeah, I think I'm the only one that wasn't a member of the organization I nominated. Okay. I mean, we literally worked down the hall from each other and worked very closely, though. Mm-hmm. So
it's a great way for any board members mm-hmm. to do their board duty.
Yeah, exactly. Or if somebody's had a great experience and been helped through, you know, an organization, they can come and nominate them. And storytelling really truly is, you know, it's the way that we communicate best mm-hmm. as humans.
And connect.
Yes, and connect. And those are usually the when you can tell a good story mm-hmm. and help people really visualize what, you know, the concept is, those are the winners usually.
And I see a lot of organizations in our valley with what's happening federally needing that extra help. So I'm sure there will be many nominations. KD&K is at risk with cuts to the Corporation for Federal Broadcasting. And so just to put that plug in as well, that there are many organizations that are so deserving. And it feels like our valley really runs on nonprofits.
Yeah, that's what makes this place special. Mm-hmm. When, you know, so you mentioned the cuts to funding, and somebody asked a question about, you know, kind of, does that change things with your rules about being non-political or religious? I mean, those still stand. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you can't come in from a church organization starting up and say we need some seed money, or the Garfield County Dems. I mean, you know, it's a great organization, but you don't qualify to get the money. Mm-hmm. There are things that are not political or religious that are being politicized. Mm-hmm. And one of those things, you know, case in point is funding to public broadcasting. Mm-hmm. But KD&K is not a political organization, so we stand behind those rules still.
And that's what makes it so cool, I think, is the women from all walks of life, all supporting one goal.
Yeah, and all, you know, in all ages as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it's something we see young women, and we've had, generations coming in, you know, family members bringing their daughters and granddaughters together. And I'm hopeful my daughter will want to hang out with me at some point mm-hmm. and come to the event. She actually is great. And she doesn't quite have $100 I'd have to pitch in for her.
Yeah, but that's great to hear. It's open to all ages.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Thank you both so much. Thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you,
Rachel.
Raleigh.
We are out of time, so I'm going to fade up into Bird Note in progress. And folks can stay tuned for Regional Roundup coming up next.
Thanks, Raleigh.
She discovered a